Blog Talk Radio.
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know, it.
Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I plan to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flipped and pop my collar like the Bonds. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is the charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past. I've been here before. I know when you're scheming. I feel when you plot. And I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going. I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering. Whispering. The streets are talking. Niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit. What's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weights to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the Cruise. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply too dark for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? For the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you,
When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping, bitches all in your shit,
the streets is talking, Forrest Dawg Show with a twisted hip hop. Woo-wee! Birthday edition. It was my birthday yesterday, world. It's your boy, L Boogie. L Boogie along with my cellmate and my co-host, Jewels the G, as usual. I see you, Jewels. And in the studio with me right now from Dallas, Texas, T-Raw. Bro, how was your 3-4 days, man? We back up in the streets, man. What's going on? How you doing today?
Street. You know how we get it in, man. It's the streets. We back, man. It's Friday. Been waiting all week for today. Can't wait to talk about these games coming up. Can't wait till we get on this NBA. You know, we got a lot to talk about with this NBA. And it's going down. You know what I'm saying? It's really about to be going down. We finally made it to the 2-week mark of the NBA season. We have week 10. We got a big one coming up on Sunday night. You know, we're going to see if Kansas City can hold strong and remain undefeated. I hope they beat the hell Dookie out of Denver, but, you know, it's going to be tough at Mile High, but we'll see. You know we got a whole bunch of other stuff to talk about, but, you know, you can tell where my head is. And I want to say what's up to everybody checking us out, man. Keep checking us out on the web. You know, you can find us at www.blogtalkradio.com/streetstalking. You know what it is, man. We're going to put it in, and we're gonna make something of it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what we do in the street. And for those who've been trying to follow me on Twitter, follow your boy, the street, T-Row. That's T.R.O. Yes, where you can find me, L Boogie. Trying to give me some new followers, baby. You know what I mean? See what we can get jumping off. But what's up with you, man? Hi, you ready for today? I know No, Bobby Q's was all on point last night. Had to get their head right. How you feel today?
I feel like ODB. Shout out to ODB. It's his birthday today, and yesterday was my birthday today. ODB.
Honey, baby, I like it raw. Honey, baby, I like it raw. Hey, Ro, I was like 2 Chainz last night.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl.
But let's talk sports. And you know we got the entertainment and also Freestyle Friday tonight. But first, we're going to move the segment up of You Big Dummy. That's a friend's sign for You Big Dummy if you wasn't hip to it.
You Big Dummy. Matt Barnes, what are you doing? We keep criticizing everybody else for using that word, but you use it in the public eye. You talked about your own teammates using improper language, and now they find you. They sent you a shot. Blah, blah. Eric Walden, from the linebacker from the Indianapolis Colts. You big dummy. You headbutt Delonnie Walker, who has no helmet on, and then tell him to put his dukes up. Those are my two big dummies, bro, right now. Who's your big dummies and why? You big dummy.
Yeah, man, you know what it is, Del Boogie. If we, you done went hard on them already, so I'ma jump on the bandwagon. You big dummy. Jameis Winston. What the hell were you thinking? You didn't think your name was gonna be involved in some sexual assault, sexual harassment type, huh? Yeah, and then you go tell the police, now I ain't talking to you, to pull the Aaron Hernandez. Now you got me thinking that you're guilty by party, guilty by association. I don't want to say nothing just yet, but come on home, boy. Damn, famous Jameis. Just when I thought you were the guy to knock off Johnny Money for the Heisman. Damn, you big dummy. And if I had to say anything else about calling anybody out, man, you took the words right out of my mouth. Matt Barnes, come on, man. I can't say too much about Matt Barnes because I don't know the guy on a personal level, but I can say this about Matt Barnes. Matt Barnes, why are you always the one jumping up like you going to be the problem solver, like you got a whole gang outside waiting for everybody to come to the parking lot so you can tell them to do what they do. Come on, Matt Barnes. Like you said in your tweet, yeah, you the one that the money's coming out your check. And the Clippers are soft. You ain't playing for nobody else but the Clippers. Hell, CP3 is borderline soft. Good thing he from, you know, down south. That's the only reason I give him a little bit of buzz, the not so soft. But, man, Blake Griffin, soft. DeAndre Jordan, soft. They ain't got nobody down. Man, look, come on, Matt Barnes. You the one that keep getting the money taken out of your check, trying to stand up like, man, I'm telling you, one day one of these dudes going to hit you upside your head, mollywop you, and you ain't going to be the same color that you once was. Because you too yellow. All your tattoos stand out because you got that good color. See, tattoos don't look too good. I can't get color because I'm choppy. But somebody going to hit you in your eye. You lucky Surge didn't go off on you the other night because I thought Surge was going to put that African monkey on you, jump on your neck. Man, you better take it easy. Come on, Matt Barnes. You better than that. Just because you're from L.A. don't make you a gangster, homie. But those are my two. You know what I'm saying? I just, man, damn. I just can't believe I saw what I saw. You know what I'm saying? So, Matt Barnes, take a back seat, homie. Everybody still love you, man. We saw you on Love and Hip Hop. You know what I'm saying? We know you didn't want to give out too much information, but it's all good. It's all good, baby. Or oh, basketball-wise. Is that basketball-wise his wife is on? Oh, basketball. My bad. I got too many shows mixed up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, those are my two, you big dummies, man. It just doesn't make sense, L Boogie. Come on, Jameis. I thought you was trying to get that Heisman, man. Look like old Johnny Money back to number one because he wasn't too far behind Famous Jameis. You know what I mean? So, damn. What a way to start your Friday, L Boogie. That's what I'm talking about.
It's ugly. I'm sorry, I got caught up in the studio, man. I'm tripping. I get a pass because it's my birthday in the streets. But old Winston Jameis, excuse me, I said his name backwards. That's how discombobulated I am right now. Jameis, we don't want to make you famous like this. It's not looking good. And I'm just, you know, so very, you know, interesting and so peculiar that Tallahassee Police Department, the sheriffs, just now are getting information over to the state. How is that so coincidental when they're going on their search and they get this big distraction? But the advice I'm going to tell Mr. Winston after the interview against the game against the U, I need you to do the same thing right now. I need you to lean on your teammates. Because you're human. So I think Jimbo needs to get the game plan together, a lot of running, just to, you know, get his mind off of the situation. You're human, 19 years old, bro. So I'm very interested in how he's going to come out tomorrow and perform. Yes, it's Syracuse. Always in the back of your mind. Let's be honest. We in the streets. And Mr. Walden, you ripped the guy's helmet off. You ripped his helmet off and then headbutted him and then wanted to fight him. You caught a sucker attack. As my man, the OG scorekeeper, would say from the sports officials, he's a lay. He's a lame. Don't understand it. Surely won't try to. But you need to really try to get it together. And the producer of the show, T-Row, we got some issues. We're going to stick on NCAA since we're talking about, you know, Mr. Winston. Any big games coming up that you think is remarkable to talk about? You got Georgia playing Auburn. Do you think that Georgia has a chance? Do you think they're going to, you know, do something tomorrow? Their defense can't stop a nosebleed, but, you know, you think they have some, you know, they can pull out the hat? He needs to save his job, I tell you that. The defensive coordinator for Georgia. Will it happen? Will Auburn, you know, continue their run to play undefeated Alabama in a big showdown in the Iron Bowl? What you think, bro?
Yeah, it's gonna be very interesting. You know, Auburn is pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. I think they'll be able to remain status for, you know, the matchup between Alabama and the Iron Bowl here coming up next week. But yeah, Georgia is, you know, with their running game with Gurley and the other running back not being too healthy, you know, you already see how Georgia hasn't been able to keep up with everybody. So, you know, Georgia has the toughest schedule this season. And granted, you know, with the wins that they have, you know, thank God they have those wins, because without those, man, it would be a very tough situation for Georgia to even – you know, it's just not the defensive coordinator, but the head coach would have had to have been looking for a job after this one. But, you know, having a tougher schedule, that's what you get, man. And now you got another ranked opponent in the top 10 in Auburn, you know. And it's just tough for Georgia right now. They have to go on the road again and face this team. So I don't think Georgia's going to win. I think Auburn's going to stand strong and, you know, meet up with Alabama next week and put it all on the line and try to really, you know, shake up the BCS. And but that's not the game that I'm looking at. I have a couple other games, to be honest with you, L Boogie. That's not the most intriguing game to me. I'm not worried about the SEC because the SEC take care of itself, and there's only really like one team that two teams, if you really want to look at it. You can have Missouri in there. That's going to, you know, make some noise in the BCS when it all comes down to it. But the two games that I'm most intrigued of, kind of tight, Oklahoma State going to Texas. You know, Mack Brown needs it. Oklahoma State needs it. You know, the Big 12 is still wide open, and anybody can take that. Besides, you know, Baylor is doing their thing. They're getting all the noise because they do for it. You know what I mean? They're really showing up. But besides that, Oklahoma State and Texas is a good game. And then Stanford at USC. USC is a totally different team now that they've fired Lane Kiffin. And I think those boys are really trying to prove something. First time this season that USC has sold out a game. Now, you know, if this was 05 or 09, we wouldn't have never had a problem with selling out the Coliseum for the Trojans. But because of the turmoil and the turbulence that they had over the last couple of years, guess what? Lane Kiffin is gone, and the excitement is back. Now we have a sold-out stadium. You got number 4 Stanford coming in, who put it on Oregon last week. And now, can Stanford stand up strong, or is USC going to come in and try to show Stanford that they can run the ball better than Oregon ran the ball last week? So those are my two intriguing games. Don't get me wrong, L Boogie. I love the SEC. Got some hot talent over there, but that wasn't the game I'm looking at because I think that, you know, I don't think Georgia has what it takes against Auburn. And, yeah, Oklahoma State, I hope you're ready. You just might blow Texas out the water, but they playing for Mack Brown. And USC, I need you to step up. I need you to show me that you're better than what your ranking is, because right now you're not ranked. And I need you to beat Stanford so that way you can jump into the top 25 and, you know, give Oregon a chance again, because I really would like to see Oregon, you know, somewhat in the championship game as well. So
you just want to see those uniforms.
I mean, man, it ain't no telling what they're going to wear. You know, Phil Knight, especially on championship night, Lord have mercy. You know, it might be something crazy.
Let me tell you this. It's one more game in my mind that I'm looking at, and that's number 23, Miami, going down to Duke. Both teams are 7-2. And you know what I told you what the U stands for right now? Unacceptable. That's what the U stands for. You mean to tell me this is a big game for you? You need to go down and make sure that you win this game to be in the top 25. But let's be honest. Your BCS bowl games has vanished. Remember the movie, The Usual Suspect? Boom. Gone. You're gone. Sorry, Miami. Excuse me. Sorry, the U. Very unacceptable. The U gets no love right now. You lost to Virginia Tech, whose quarterback is NBG. Nothing but garbage. At home. We put it on you that bad? The Seminoles put it on you that bad that you couldn't recover? Big ups to Clemson. They put a beat down on Georgia Tech, 55-31. Big up to Northern Illinois University. They kept their bowl dream alive. 48-27 over Ball State. Big up to my man John Newsom from Cleveland Glenville. It was a John Newsom drive. 3rd and 10, he had him sacked and couldn't bring him down. changed the whole complex of the game. Woo-wee! Man, we hit on it early. We in the streets. Yo, Ro, don't forget what I'ma tell somebody. I'ma tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. When we come back from commercial, we gonna talk NFL. We're gonna get in the asylum. I see the bars rattling. I see you. The streets is talking. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern time, 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com/The Streets Is Talking. Yo, Ro, it's my birthday, baby. Let me hear a little something, man. When we come back, we talking NFL, your pick'ems, and then the asylum. We got you, baby.
You know why Steve ain't got DJ in front of his name, right? Because entities exist without label suckers. We about dynasties over here. We on our G shit.
I swerve in my Porsche. I cruise in my Chevy. Her pussy deep is my voice. My Cuban link seven. I just bought out the box. Got these bitches so thirsty. Entertainment for women. My niggas ride for a verse. I'm hustling global. I stunt like a champ. All these Boy Scouts soldiers. Fuck you and your camp. Got on all of my shoes. Don't fall for the trap. I got one of my fools. He don't listen to rap, but he listen to me. So listen to me. When you listen to me, I get to this in a week. Put a hater to sleep. Sky's the limit. I got R. Kelly money. When Fiesta was winning, I got my back to the wall. Can't handle my business, and I'm ready for war. Niggas killing for finish. See, my focus was M. My chances were slim. Counting both to per million. We should get this on film. When you lean on the stake, then you label the rat. On my feet so long, I won't fuck on my back. Rat. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas wanna hold me back. These hoes wanna hold me down. Jail cells wanna hold me in. My bond paid, who finna hold me now? I'm 10 toes on my square. Still they flip the switch on my shell. These niggas be faking. This official right here. Black Cadillac, scrap, bout to handle that. Rock the bop, rock, rock. Still that barrel melt like candle wax. Rock the sack, Geronimo. I ain't counting, gotta go. Everywhere that dollar go. Put more gold on my collarbone. You say you thug it? Say you real, you say you gangster, so called. Slide up with that oak out, everybody like, oh God. Cut the deck, deal it out. Bet I'll pull your whole card. Shit real, oh y'all. Thought it was a joke, huh?
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These dunkies can't hold me back. These flaws can't hold me back. Three banks can't hold these stacks. Pin them hoes like Goldie Mac. Smoke till I panic. I got rich like I planned it. If there's a price on your head, on your roof. Choppers, we landing. I used to pay on that block. Dark liquor and candles. Now you look at my lot. Rose, Ferraris and Lambo. Talking South Bronx, Al Tater. Rose, Meek Mill, Wiley. Blow mills like a ball player. Magic Bird, Isaiah. Shorty trying to kick it. Looking for that meal ticket. Diamond splashing, gon' flick it. On that Juicy J, they trip it. I done came up off a lick. Boy, got you on the list. Boy, your life on my wrist. Boy, niggas need a stick.
These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
These niggas tryna hold me back. These niggas tryna bait me in. These niggas ain't putting in work. These niggas gotta
hate to win. Us niggas don't play them games. My niggas gon' shoot them things. Real life in that 901. Real niggas will make for life. Feel five on about that life. $1 million, I spent that twice. No boy, yeah, that my life. Crack kills, I spit that white. These niggas tryna set in my grand. These niggas wanna see me dead. These niggas wanna take my spot. Fuck boy, you ain't had your cash. These niggas ain't kept like hoes. These niggas ain't got no heart. These niggas ain't fat like us. $1 million in my garage. $2 million house on the lake. $5 million in real estate. Queen slipping them D's, boy. They made back white on the way. These haters can't hold me back. 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 No.
No. The streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Man, my co-host, T-Row. He's also the engineer and producer of the show. Juelz the G, I see you, babe. And it's your boy, the infamous L Boogie. On my birthday, the birthday edition. These can't hold me back. Oh, no. Man, let's talk NFL. Last night, once again, Andrew pressed his luck on the squeaker. Another fourth quarter comeback, bro. 30-27. And he's having line issues. He has a receiver, a Hall of Famer down. I mean, this kid is doing his thing. He did not look good first half. Second half, he looked like the Andrew Luck we are accustomed to. And you know on Fridays, you know we have our pick'em games. So, you know, for the world who don't know, the Jets, they're playing Buffalo, Baltimore, on the road to Chicago, Cleveland and Cincinnati, Washington, going to Philly, Detroit, Pittsburgh, Atlanta, going to Tampa Bay, Arizona, Jacksonville.
You say Atlanta at Tampa Bay?
Atlanta at Tampa Bay.
What a game.
You know our motto, two bad teams make a great game. San Diego going to Miami. San Francisco and New Orleans, Green Bay and the Giants. And then you got the big showdown on Sunday night, Kansas City at Denver. And then you have Monday night, New England at Carolina.
Yeah,
break
hey,
down,
before we get to the pick-ems.
Let me ask you this, bro, before we get to the pick-ems. Will the Chiefs have Peyton problems? I call them Peyton problems. Will they prevail? I mean, will the number one defense prevail against the number one offense? Break it down for me. What do you think? What's the keys of winning for both teams in your mind?
The keys are what you just said, the number one offense going up against the number one defense. But before I get to that, man, give a shout-out to my Uncle Don, man. Uncle Don down in the D, Uncle. I'm getting to you, baby. As soon as we, man, believe me, I'm going to get to you. But back to it. Yeah, it's about Peyton Manning and the offensive line. If the offensive line can protect Peyton Manning, we all know what's going to happen. If the Chiefs can put pressure on Peyton Manning, that front four, it's just so many of them, the front seven. If they get to Peyton Manning, we all know that Peyton Manning don't have too many more hits in him, and it doesn't have anything to do with his neck. Stop it, people. His neck is fine. When he get hit, it's not his neck. It's from his shoulders to his toes that you better be worried about. Because if he get hit by any one of those Kansas City Chiefs guys, like he was getting hit last week, yeah, he ain't going to make it. He probably make it to halftime, L Boogie, but he ain't going to make it too far. And that's going to be a hell of a game on Sunday night. So I believe that the wide receivers for Denver are just a little bit too big for the Kansas City Chiefs cornerbacks in the secondary back there. They're good. Don't get me wrong. They come in late level. But, you know, you got them with them boys, 6'4", 6'5". You only got Wes Welker, who's a underman. But still, he gets open. He's productive. You got to find it. And if you keep putting that pressure on Denver as a Kansas City Chiefs defense, Peyton Manning going to pick you apart with the one-on-ones because he can find them better than anybody. And if he can get the ball out quick without getting touched, Denver. But my thing is, you know, it's all about the home team. Man, you got to protect home field. And I think Denver and Peyton Manning are going to do that, you know. And then in a couple of weeks, I think Kansas City will have an opportunity to you know, win at home because they're pretty good at home themselves. But, you know, that's what I want to say about that game. The other game that I'm looking forward to is, of course, San Francisco against New Orleans. San Francisco last week wasn't able to move the ball, whereas New Orleans was able to put on a show. But I don't want to get our people confused with what I'm trying to say because, you know, if we're just going to talk about what happened off of last week, you know, we can't go off of that because the week before New Orleans looked like doo-doo and San Fran looked like the hottest team. You know what I mean? So I want to see what happens, you know, because one team coming off a somewhat of a big win, and then there's another team coming off a bad loss, and we want to see what happens. But New Orleans plays good at home, too. So, woo, I don't know who I would go with that one in that game either. You know what I mean? And then my last game is the one you called out, man, Atlanta at Tampa. I don't know who needs the victory most, but I want to see the game, I tell you that. I want to see the game. I also want to see Washington and the Giants, or Washington and Philly. Which one is it? Or the Giants at Philly.
Washington. That's Washington and Philly and the Giants and Green Bay.
No, I want to see Washington and Philly because I want to see if RG3 can start the turnaround that they had last season. I don't believe so. You know what I'm saying? I want to see if Nick Foles can stay hot now that he's, you know, really doing his thing, all these touchdowns to no interceptions and this and that. I want to see if it's going to continue to roll because Washington defense is not that great. We all know that. And it's an NFC East game. Even though I need Philly to lose, I want Washington to lose more than I want Philly to lose. So that's what I'm going to say about my pick'ems. What's your pick'ems, player?
Well, you know, me being from the dog pound, even though I'm not a dog pound fan, let's get that, you know, to understand it. You know what I mean? I'm very intrigued about Cleveland going down I-71 to Cincinnati, to the jungle, and see if they can pull it off. Both teams need this game. Cincinnati to stay distance, and Cleveland to be tied for first place. Or honestly, be up a game because they will have beat Cincinnati twice.
Right.
So it's going to be very interesting to see what Cleveland does as they go down I-71, the interstate rival against, you know, Dalton and AJ Green. We're going to see. So that's one game. My second game is the Monday Nighter. Your boy Tom Brady going up against Cam. Jam for me. Cam Newton. I'm going to see what he do under the bright lights on Monday night against a defense and Bill Belichick that can be a little sophisticated and give you crazy looks. I want to see consistency with a capital C. You won
He's two games over 500 this season, man. Come on, that's consistent, baby. Come on, Cal.
We'll see. He can finish and beat sixes. I mean, come on. He can finish 6-10. It can happen. Either the bottom can drop.
San Fran defense better than New England.
I don't know.
There you go.
I have to see it again. I need consistency. That's what I need. That's all. I want to see him put do his thing, and they're at home under the bright lights. The last time I seen him under the bright lights, like last year, against the New York Giants, he laid an egg, went to the press conference, and caught a sucker attack. He told the media, let's put a suggestion box outside the locker room, and you put your note in, and we'll take your suggestion.
Yeah, he did do that.
Street.
Yeah, he did. He got called out for that one. Damn, man. Why you doing like that, man?
So, let's see how he handles success in the NFL. It's a little different in college. You still got a lot of ball to play. A lot of ball to play. And you're a game back of the Saints. So, that's two. You know, we already talked about the Kansas City and Denver. That's self-explanatory about that one. So my next game that I'm going to talk about, and you know where I'm going with it,
it's
my team, Green Bay Packers, going to New York Giants. They're on a three-game winning streak, the Giants are. And we're on a two-game losing streak.
Who's going to be your quarterback Sunday?
Like Cam said, I'm going to put a suggestion box outside the locker room and let the streets pick between the new kid and Matt Flynn. I'm just going to, man, it's a toss-up.
No Jermichael Finley? God.
Man.
It's going down.
Streets is talking, man. What do you think of, before we get into the asylum, a couple things? Another you big dummy, Dwayne Bow beating, doing 40, 48 in a 35 miles an hour zone. The policeman pulled him over, and they smelled the marijuana coming out of his vehicle. And you know what kills me about the media? They just said David Bow pulled over, arrested for possession of marijuana. But what was the other cause of why you pulling him over?
Yeah. At least it wasn't 7 o'clock in the morning, like Alden Smith. Yeah, you big dummy. But I want to give a big up to Dez Bryant. For all those that missed out, you wasn't at the Walmart Dez Bryant went to last night. You missed out on the PS4. You talked about 20 people PS4s last night, L Boogie. You ain't lying. Come on, man. Let me get you that, man. Come on. You with me. You know what I'm saying? Dez Bryant, big ups to you, baby. I wish I would have been there. I'm trying to find me a Cardinal. One of these Walmarts around here. Go get me one from one of the Cardinals or something. Honey Badger, where you at? I'm giving you a shout-out, baby.
You talking about America's team? Put that on NFL Network. I'm pretty sure somebody YouTubed that. I'm pretty sure somebody had their iPhone 5.784321. I'm pretty sure of that. The streets is talking. Sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. Call the asylum. Throw us a kite. 347-855-8896. Or you can get online, blogtalkradio.com/thestreetsistalking. And we always own Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And call us. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a lot of girlfriends. Know what I mean?
Yeah, buddy. Let's take it to the asylum, man. I'm tired of the balls shaking. They waking me up, trying to spill my drink what's in my cup. Cut it out, man. You know where we going first. I heard he was hype. He was ready to get it in. Of course, it's the chef cooking something good. I can smell it from way over here. Boy, what is that? Is that breakfast, lunch, or brunch? What you cooking over there, chef?
Oh, man, you know today my mama's 53rd birthday. Shout out to her. Shout out to the man,
shout out, mama.
Shout out to the man, L Boogie, yesterday for setting the streets on fire, man. You know, happy birthday to you, L Boogie. You know,
yeah,
no question. Yo. Thank you, sir. Blessed, blessed love. I appreciate
you
that.
You don't see
it. And listen to this. And listen to this, Chef. I appreciate the caption more than anything that you put under the picture. The streets is talking, man. I appreciate that. That's what makes a birthday. So, you know, back, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Back, you know what I mean? So I appreciate that. Hashtag inspire. That's what's on. So, you know what I mean? Yes, sir.
And they say when you see somebody above you, you salute them. So that's what I did. There ain't no other way, L Boogie.
My man. So what's on your mind, O? I know you cooking up some controversy. Let me hear it, man.
Hey, man,
put
I ain't even gonna lie, man.
Fire, man.
Y'all touched so many bases, man. Y'all been on fire tonight. Y'all talking about this man, Dwayne Bowe, before the big game on Sunday. Y'all talking about this man, James Winston, before Saturday game and his Heisman propaganda. You know, man, the street is talking, man. Matt Barnes, ignorant. You know, the street is talking. James, the man Martin, the play for the Dolphins, went in and dropped a big old dime today. You know what's going on. The streets is talking. He wrote all type of statements, you know. Man, the streets is talking, man. It's not a controversy. Yeah. It's not a controversy going on. People getting headbutted, pushed. It's like the streets. Hey, listen. Hey, I'm staying in. Oh, man, police attacking everything in the city of Cleveland, pulling everything over. Man.
Oh, man.
They don't care what it is. They don't, listen, they said if you're doing 25 and a half, they're pulling you over. Man, the streets is talking, and I'm telling y'all, this sports weekend, NFL jumping. We got the we got college football jumping. We got NBA tonight. We got NCAA basketball jumping. Man, oh, my God, I'm ready. Y'all just throw anything at me. I'm ready.
Hey, Ms. Cuthbert, let me ask you this. Which one of the big three new college guys between Julius Randle, Power Four for Kentucky, Jabari Parker, you know, the Duke used to do it all at Duke, and your boy Andrew Wiggins, the shooting guard slash small forward from Kansas, which one of those big boys are going to go number one, you think, when it's all said and done after this season is over?
To be honest, I'm about to tell y'all who showed me so much poise. And it was crazy, like Jabari Parker came out, man, on the bench.
they've been
putting that man second to none, so he's been number one. He been feel like he's number one in his heart. They've been putting him in number two. Man, he came out explosive, rebounding, shot for shot, lock shot. Man, he turned Wiggins all the way down in the first half. He only had 6 points.
Right.
He only had 6 points. Wiggins scratching his head, looking crazy. He intentionally got 2 fouls because that boy, man, was, man, ooh. But I'm a tell y'all, man, that big power four for Kentucky, man, he looked real aggressive. He kept them in the game when they was down almost 20, brought his team back together. Yeah, man, I seen a lot. But Wiggins ain't show up to me like he's supposed to. Oh, no. He ain't show me nothing.
So you think that 22 points that he had was a mirage?
Man, what I'm saying though, this is your first nationalized television game, and what I'm saying though is for you to sit up here and don't be as explosive like you're supposed to be. The tenacity wasn't there. He had one step back jumpers. You know, I wasn't too much impressed, man. But Jabari Parker showed me a lot, man. He showed me a lot that game.
Let me say this about my man Andrew Wiggins. Two things. Number one, he was in foul trouble. I like how he did not force the game because he was playing against another juggernaut in Jabari Parker. Secondly, he did take that shot, that step back, and that impressed me because the game was close. He's just been shooting layups and dunks, and he shot the ball with confidence, like, okay, you want me to do this? You're giving this to me? So I'm going to say this. Layups and dunks, That's all I saw. He took what the defense gave him. Hey, it was mismatches. Now, if he's blown, listen to this. I'm not giving him a pass. If I had to draft all three right now, yes, Jabari Parker would be number one. But let me say this. The kid Wiggins, he showed me his patience and his composure. He didn't force it because we was looking for him to mess it up because he wasn't looking spectacular because Jabari was, but he didn't. He didn't force it. He took what the defense gave him, and he got out in that lane and made some important buckets at the end. That's all you can ask.
Yeah, he did. He ended up with 22. But for me, Julius Randle. Whoa! But you gotta, man, that dude right there is a wild bull waiting to be just buck you at any minute. This dude is, I'm talking about, he played Michigan State. Michigan State had, Tom Izzo is like Nick Saban and the Alabama Crimson Tide when it comes to defense. He gonna lock you down, put your best player on lock. And Julius Randle was on lock first half. You saw what he ended up with and what he did in the second half against all the big men Michigan State presented. That boy going to be a beast in the league. Watch out for that kid. Number one, he might not be number one because those two in that second game were very spectacular. But, man, give me Julius Randle.
I think he ready than all three of them, though. You see what I'm saying? He was – man, for him to play a team that got so much chemistry, man, like, man, he was firing his team up. He was aggressive in that board. He was aggressive in that paint. He was everywhere.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, you know we got to talk about this league. You know we don't call you controversial for nothing. I need to know what the prediction is and what it's going to be between Cleveland and Cincinnati. L. Boogie said y'all got to travel down the interstate to try to get a victory. What's going to happen? You going to take first place or you going to drop one level?
Man, listen, man, I ain't even going to fake it with y'all, man. Right now as I speak, I've been in Cleveland since last night, man. And I was walking down the street earlier. Man, I went down to the Justice Center to handle some business real quick. Man, I hear this man on the corner talking about, who said they're going to beat those Bengals, baby? Nobody. He was going in. So I'm like, man, I went past and dropped a $10 bill in his cup. So I sit up and said, man, listen, I want to ask you one question for this $10 bill, man. Is you smoking or is you snorting?
You should have asked him if he was doing dope or dog food.
Hey, listen, man. I'm talking about he going in, so I'm feeling some type of way. Man, Cleveland about to go down there in Paul Brown Stadium and show they anus, man. They about to go down there. We got a black quarterback, you know. We got Barack in office. The Cleveland Browns got a black starting quarterback. Man, you know what's going on. We about to go in there and act a monkey. You know what's going on. Yeah. Well, I'm about to tell y'all about a game. They just got me wondering. I'm about to be so honest with y'all, man. I got my eyes glued to the Detroit Lions and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Intriguing game. Who you got?
Man, you know, man, come on. You know, I don't mess with them black. Just because I live there, just because I go to school there, I am not a fan. You know I'm going with Detroit Lions.
Listen to this, Chef. You have to root for the Lions. I have to root for the Steelers because Detroit is in my conference.
Man,
I need the Steelers to win that game. But why do you think Detroit is going to win? Give me your reasons why.
I'm gonna say one thing, man. Megatron. Flat out.
Yeah, he is explosive.
Megatron. And then, you know, man, the Steelers, man, they defensive ends and quarterbacks and safeties don't even look that man. I'm not impressed with them guys at all. My second game that I really got my eyes on, man, like, and y'all got to keep your eyes glued to this game, man. is the Minnesota Vikings against the Seattle Seahawks. I think, man, Seattle cannot stop the run. It's been proven. So, man, you know, AP might go for 500 on them guys.
Come on. You know you ain't had a game like that since last week 10 of last season.
What?
Adrian been all right, but he ain't been the AP. He ain't been the all day. He been AP.
You listen, man. You can't sit up here and deny it. Like, come on, man. He's great. You know.
I'm not denying him. I'm just saying this season has been, you know, with the situation that occurred a couple weeks ago, and he just, if it wasn't for Dallas, he wouldn't have got a running start at what he was trying to get at. But he only had one or two games out of, come on, man, we in week 10.
And I'm going to tell y'all my last game, man, other than the Browns and the Bengals and the Chiefs and the Broncos and the Patriots and the Panthers. I got my eyes glued on to the Green Bay Packers and the New York Giants. I'm going in with these Giants. I don't care if LB feels type of way. I'm going in with these Giants. I don't have the Green Bay Packers to even step a foot in January inside the playoffs. I got the New York Giants sit up for taking this game, blowing Green Bay out in New York, and I got the New York Giants taking the division.
See, I was with you until you said that last statement. You're so disrespectful. I thought L was disrespectful. Boy, you controversial. Look, man. Come on, man. Put my sauce on your tongue, man. Put my sauce on your tongue for that one. I know you got that hot extra spicy stuff, too.
Man, listen. First off, man, listen. Just because your weak Cowboys ain't playing this week, you just think you just allowed to say whatever you want. Like your Cowboys ain't on the market. Man, they on the menu. Man, they on the menu to be aching, man. Dez Bryant, he about to check himself in the psych ward because he can't control his emotions. Tony Romo, he a step away from smoking. Man, come on, we know what's going on, man. Come on, man.
Yeah, whatever. We got a bye week, so I get to say what I want to say.
No, you
don't. Get to 500.
I'm going to tell y'all my upset of the whole weekend.
Talk
y'all ready for this?
Talk to me.
I got them Gators over South Carolina.
Not going to happen.
I got them Gators over South Carolina. I got Texas over Oklahoma State. And I got my Houston boys over Louisville.
That's what I'm talking about. There you have it. You had an upset pick from the one and only controversy. You can't get no deeper than that.
Hey, back
you
out
know
one.
What I'm saying?
I got
you better
one.
Check
hey.
In Monday, too, because I need you to talk about them Packers. Because
hey,
I don't think they got what it takes. They better do something.
I got one question to y'all. I got one question for y'all, man. What's
the dude name
asking? He demanded a trade. What team do y'all think he going to land?
Oh, the big center from Houston?
Man, he demanded. Listen, he just didn't ask. He demanded a trade.
You better go back to Chicago. They need plenty of help.
I'm going to tell you what team I think he might end up at.
Please don't send him out west.
The Washington Wizards.
That might be good.
Ain't no might to it, baby. The streets
he
have
might
talked.
Might get a lot of run.
Man, the streets have talked. My name is Controversy Chef, and I'll see you guys on Monday. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell a friend, another friend, tell her girlfriend, and she going to tell her girlfriend because you know how it goes these days. I'm going, y'all.
My man.
That's the chef,
Birthday
ladies and gentlemen,
edition.
Always bringing controversy all the time. Did he say Florida or South Carolina, L. Williams?
I know. I think he's been kicking it too hard on my B-Day, man, and his mother's birthday. I don't know if what's in his cup right now, but I don't think that's going to happen. I think Florida's on the lawn They're NBG. Right. Nothing but garbage. Yeah. They go on the line. When is trash day, bro? Wednesday? They're throwing, buddy. And you can't even put them in the recycle. They're not coming back this year. It's over.
It's over, man.
Man. Let's get to one more caller, bro, before we go to the commercial. We got anybody else want to come in right quick, man? I know it's hot in the asylum.
You know the asylum. You know them cell bars shaking, man. Let's take it out west, man. See what's up with the dude that be keeping it real on the west, man. We ain't got to the NBA. I'm pretty sure he got a lot to talk about with his squad. You know. C-No, he's a Scorpio, too. His birthday was last week also, El Boogie. Yo, C-No, what's the deal, baby? What's going down out there in the west?
What's good, fellas? Squeaky talking.
You know how we do in the studio, man, trying to keep it real. Got the Scorpios up all around here, man, all around us. You know what I'm saying?
El Boogie, happy birthday, nigga. 50 years old today. How old are you, El Boogie? About 100.
Hold up. I'm gracious right now, man. I'm the Jackie Robinson jersey.
Yeah,
you sure are.
For sure. Much love, though.
Oh, no doubt. My man, my brother from another mother. How you doing, sir?
Man, just chilling, man. Checking out the show, hearing all everything going on.
What's on your mind, man? Tell me what's on your mind. We didn't talk about a lot of things. If we haven't touched upon it, still speak on it. But what's on your mind on this grand glorious Friday night?
Yo, man, I'm just saying, surprise, surprise. Well, really not no surprise to us, but you see how my boys is up in there without Kobe, hanging how we need to. And I know you saw the dunk by my man. Smashed him, son.
Xavier Henry decided that he would take flight on his old teammate, Jeff Whitney. Yeah, he went hard. I must say, he went hard with that. All that showboating, but still in a loss.
I know you ain't talking, because we got a better record than Dallas, homie.
Man, we got the same record. Watch your lips.
We don't got our superstar. You do.
You acted like the Mavericks just got been retooled and got a whole bunch of talent. You got Dirk.
We don't got Kobe. That's a fact.
Yeah, but who gonna get Dirk the ball?
Man, hey man, you figure that out. You call your boy Mark Cuban, El Boogie. I'll call him. Get him on the screen just talking and fill him in.
Believe me, I've been tweeting the hell out of Mark Cuban since I got Twitter. And believe me, I'm on it. He better call me. Come on, Cuban. Yeah, but hey, let me ask you this, man. Last night between the Indianapolis Colts and the Tennessee Titans, you know, we had an incident where we had a guy who really tried to eat. Not really tried, but he headbutted a guy without a helmet on. What the hell is going on in the league? Will this guy get fined, and how much?
Yeah, he'll get a little fine, a little slap on the wrist. You know how the league is. Protect yourself at all times. You know how it goes. You're slipping with your helmet off top, running your mouth. Okay, here you go. Take some of this. It's worth a little 50 G's.
Right. You know what I mean? Yeah, man, yep. That was a tough one. I couldn't believe he did that last night, and it was, you know, I knew he was going to get that heavy fine. Good thing he didn't get suspended. You know what I mean? Speaking of another scuffle, I know you watched the Oklahoma City Thunder and the L.A. Clippers get into it. What's up with your boy Serge Ibaka and Blake Griffin? Do they really have a beef going on? Is it legitimate? What's going on?
Well, you know how it go, man. When two softies get together, you make soft serve ice cream. They both try to got a little point to prove. They ain't doing nothing.
They ain't doing nothing.
It's like all these reality shows. It's scripted. They called each other. Let's script this for TNT.
You know they love drama. Your boy Matt Boyd say he's tired of taking the fine for trying to stick up with his boys. What's up with that?
Matt Barnes needs to sit his ass down and be happy he's still in the league. sucker too. Sucker fish. Whole Clipper organization sucker fishes. That's why they second nature. You can check the word on the street. Venice Beach, Santa Monica, Huntington, Redondo. They suckers.
Hey, you know this, Cino. Cino.
What?
You know this. When you're on the yard, you see the guy who's soft. You know, we in the streets. We in the asylum. We on the yard. And they pick on the guys who they know soft. You don't see Z-Bo, Zach Randolph, and Serge Ibaka falling out.
Oh,
all
no.
You see is these guys falling out with Blake Griffin.
Yep.
Blake Griffin. He's making these old Hyundai commercials, and they know he's soft. And you see how he tried to lock up Ibaka's arm, man, and Barnes came. He's supposed to be paying Barnes fine. You think Jordan didn't pay Charles Oakley fine?
All day.
Blake, you need to be ashamed of yourself. You're getting endorsements from Hyundai. You can't pay that $45,000 fine. You really soft. You soft everywhere. You soft on the court and you soft in your pocket.
They call him the gay ginger man.
The money.
The gay ginger man.
See, he's crazy.
Him and Jonathan Martin on the same squiz eye.
Right.
He went to the school with Jonathan Martin. That's how he got hard. Where you get hard at? Oh, I was over there with my boy Jonathan. We was lifting.
Streets from a streets perspective. Now, before we let you go, the street question of the night. I know you watched the three touted freshmen. The one, Julius Randle at Kentucky, Andrew Wiggins at Kansas, Jabari Parker at Duke. Evaluate those three. What's your take on those three guys?
Man, boys is nice, man. All of them. All of them got game. You know what I'm saying? It's still early in the season, but come March, whoo! I don't know, man. There's some diaper dandies on, no doubt there. They should have all went to UCLA is what they really should have did. They have really been doing something.
Nobody ain't coming to the John Wooden School no more. Nobody don't want to hear that. Y'all ain't running out 10 championships again.
I'm just saying. That's what they should have did.
Yeah, you always just saying. It's the damn problem. You just want everything on the West Coast. Can't have it.
Hey, man,
y'all already got
again. Big up to my dude, L. Boogie. Happy birthday. T-Ro, you get ready for Dallas to fold every November that they do. And I'm going to go ahead and tell the girlfriend to tell the girlfriend to tell the mistress.
Oh,
you know,
man,
how we
I
do
love
it.
That right there. Woo, that boy went
out. Street is talking.
California. That's what it is. That's what it is, L. Boogie. You know what I mean? Man, from a streets perspective. What did he say? He was at the Jonathan Martin School. That boy ain't got no sense at all. I'm telling you, man. Check it out, people. When we come back, you know, we're gonna definitely shout out a couple more things. You know what I mean? We got the NBA still to talk about. A couple other things to talk about before we get over to the Freestyle Friday. You know, man, from here to Hawaii, to Columbus, down south, Houston. Hey, man. We appreciate everybody. You know what I mean? We'll be right back. You know how the L Boogie and the streets get down. It's your boy T-Ro. Yo, Jewel. Oh, I see you, Pippin.
Oh! Let's go, Ro. You know I had to say that. What you think, nigga?
don't never stop it. The harmless, you can blow bomb up. The things I said, I whoop your ass with my warm up. Entertainer, rap composer, and performer. Mapwise, I'm located on the southern corner. I'm making the way like they had a parade. Niggas get fed up for bread, we're going for bread. When the bullets get sprayed, so ain't no hangman, no gangbang. Shit, I'm trying to change things, we're stuck on the same thing. From Maison Blanche, then I can go fast to finish off the cause of the upper echelons. Guns and guns roll like M1. Tanks and smoke weed all the way to the bank. Niggas, where the fuck you think?
Twisted Hip Hop, along with Juelz the G, T-Row. It's your boy, L Boogie. Man, we heard a lot about some off-the-field issues because we always in the streets as well. Famous Jameis Winston, sex assault scandal. Right now as we speak, do you think he's guilty of charged his allegations? NFL, your three pick'em games. Upsets, NCAA, football. Who do you got on your marquee? Street question of the night. You saw the top three freshmen. How would you rate them? And who would you pick, one, two, or three? Yo, Ro, who you got in the asylum, man, before we continue, we talk about the NBA?
Oh, you know what it is, man. Before we get to the call in the asylum, man, I want to give a shout-out to my mama. What's up with you, mama? What's up, baby girl? I see you. I see you. We're going to jump into the asylum, man, but we got a first-time caller, man, and it's a special one for me, man, because it's my uncle all the way from the D, you know what I'm saying? And my uncle, man, he's pretty knowledgeable about this sports thing, you know what I'm saying? So I want to welcome in my uncle. Uncle Don, you on the line with me?
Yeah, I'm here, buddy.
What's up, Uncle Don? Welcome to the Streets Is Talking, man. You on the show with L Boogie and your nephew T Rowe. How you doing out there?
I'm doing just fine, man. I'm doing just great.
I got a couple of questions for you, Uncle Don, because I know you the biggest Dallas Cowboy fan out there besides my dad, your brother, you know what I mean? So let me know this, Uncle Don. What's wrong with my team? Can you tell me, can you explain it to me, can you break it down to me in simple terminology, please?
Well, first of all, we need to rebuild. We need a new quarterback for the future. We need to grow them a quarterback. And they need a running game. We don't have a running game at all. And plus this, we need a nose tackle. We need a free, we need a safety. So that's what's hurting Dallas. That's what's hurting the Cowboys.
So really, we just need to just retool in every position, offense, defense. I mean, we got the Murray kid thinking that he was gonna, you know, take over and keep our running game fundamental. But what's wrong with him?
Well, he's injury prone. You know, he's been injury prone since he was at Oklahoma in his days at Oklahoma. He would have been a first round pick if he'd never been injured at Oklahoma, because he had the potentials and he got the size and the upper body and everything and the speed. Injury prone. He's not really worth it anymore. They're going to just let him go.
Is Dez Bryant really a problem for the Cowboys, or do you think he's going to be part of the solution and get us back on the winning road?
Dez is a beast, man. Dez is a talented ball player. He got the potentials and everything, but he don't have the quarterback, man, that can get him the ball. he needed somebody to be some other one. Say what? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Wow, fell off. I think because T-Row fell off on the joint. The streets is talking, sports talk show. But I was in the streets the other day, and, you know, they were talking about the Brooklyn Nets. We want to talk NBA until we get back on the line and we get somebody else as a caller. Since their last victory, they've been 2-5. Crazy. You back with me, You back in the asylum?
Yeah, I'm back with you. I don't know what happened. I'm back with you.
Okay. So you back on the street. So tell me this, They need a new nose tackle. They need some things, but you think that do they have a chance to win the division and a playoff game?
They're not going to win the division this year. They're gonna end up in the probably top 10 draft. You know, they're gonna get a top pick. They need a top pick to boost this franchise back like it used to be back in the 90s. They now the draft people in the draft scouting department doing a lousy job, man. They're not getting good. Tyler said they had a chance to pick Russell Wilson. They passed over him. He was available that year for the draft. And everybody underestimated Russell Wilson. I told everybody this guy was going to be a star. When I started playing his collegiate days at Wisconsin, he reminded me of Joe Montana.
Right.
At Wisconsin.
Ooh.
He played just like Joe Montana. You know, small Joe Montana, probably about 195, 6'2", just skinny. But
right.
He was smart. And Russell Wilson
right.
was smart. And you can tell he'd be in the film room a lot. He break everything down. You understand that film room, you got to study. That's what happened to Marcus Russell. And then that's what happened to Vince Young. Vince Young will be still in the league. That don't make no sense. You have to get in that film room. You have to study. So
right.
You have to get in the film room and study. You got to know how to read defense. And Vince Young can read defense at all. But Dallas going to end up in the top 10 in the draft, man. They're going to lose at the Giants next week.
Oh, street. You heard it here first.
They'll probably beat Oakland, but they're going to lose at Chicago.
Chicago don't have a quarterback, Uncle.
Don't make any difference, but they have defense. That's all you got to do is shut Dallas' running game down, man. You beat Dallas don't run well, Molly. Well, wow, man. I don't know what's the problem with Philip Tanner and the kid out of North Texas, Dunbar. Those guys just don't get the job done, man. And it's not going well. You have to pound the ball in the NFL. You have to run the ball. That's how you win championships. You have to have a running game.
Absolutely.
Dallas,
now,
the question of the night,
were you able to catch the college games between Kentucky and Michigan State, Kansas and Duke on Tuesday night?
Oh yes, I was front row seat.
Now,
man.
between the top three talents that we saw, Andrew Wiggins, Jabari Parker, and Julius Randle, who you think's going to be number one, number two, and number three coming out, or does it really matter?
It don't matter, but the I heard about the kids here in Dallas, Julius Randle. Man, I always heard about it. He's a beast. But the kid, Wiggins kid, is probably going to be the first pick.
Okay.
Andrew Wiggins.
And Jabari Parker just, who do you think is going to be the best talent?
Going to be the best talent?
Yeah.
Going to be probably, you're probably going to be Randle.
I like that.
You know, Randle got the upper, he got the size, NBA size, man. He's a true power forward.
Mm-hmm.
A true power forward. He's a big, what about 240?
Right.
Kind of remind me of Larry Johnson, but he's just a little bit bigger than Larry Johnson.
Ooh, I wasn't even looking like at towards that, but yeah, buddy, that does. It does.
Yeah. You know, I heard about him. He's a McDonald's All-American. Just like I used to work at the gym with the two kids played at Lincoln.
Which
one? LeVar Nash and Keith Myers.
Right.
One played at West Virginia, and the one played at Oklahoma State. Now, I used to lift weights with these kids, and they was in high school at Lincoln.
I worked out with these guys every day.
I worked out with them every day. I watched them grow.
Yeah.
Both of them.
Ain't that some. Backyard talent, trying to make it big right now. Well, Uncle Don.
Chief, he left, he went to Arkansas.
Uh-oh.
Yeah,
will he have to sit out a year?
I don't know what happened to Chief, but Chief just didn't fit in right with Bob Huggins' system at West Virginia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll be hearing his name out there in Arkansas. And Uncle Don, man, we sure appreciate you calling in. We on every Monday and Friday, all right? So anytime you want to chime in with us, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, man, you're more than welcome. We'll definitely get you on, you know what I mean, Uncle Don? Sorry for the technical difficulties, man. Sometimes the streets just be acting crazy.
Okay, brother, I appreciate it, nephew. I love
man,
you, man.
Much love. You know I love you.
I know
love you
do.
Too, huh?
Okay, baby.
All right. Yeah, L Boogie, that's my uncle, man. Man, I love that dude right there, man. Know that sports stuff, man, I'm telling you. We had a little bit longer. We'll keep him on for a minute. You know what I mean? So shout out to my Uncle Dunn and everybody out there in the D checking us out. You know what I mean? L Boogie, let me ask you this, man. How is it that the Indiana Pacers still undefeated? When all this time, I've been thinking it was going to be the Miami Heat or maybe Oklahoma City or maybe the Clippers, you know, but never did I think that the Indiana Pacers would be on a streak that they're on. I knew that there was going to be a team that was going to run off about 12, maybe 15 games in a row. But I didn't have my light bulb on for the Indiana Pacers. Let me ask you, are these guys really this good, man? Or is this just for, you know, it's just regular season, ain't going to really mean my butt. But let me ask, are they for real? Will they really end up with the number one seed in the East? Could that happen?
Yes, it's possible. Right now, it looks like just today, right now, as it stands, they're undefeated. They have a potential MVP candidate. Their front line may be the best in basketball with, you know, Big Hubert, David West, and George. That might be the best front line in the NBA. So, you know, you don't know. And they took the Heat 7 games. That was the only series that I saw the Heat pushed. Very, very they have a chance. They have Scola. They have Lulu Scola. Boo!
One of the hardest working men on the boards. He can match energy with the Birdman coming off the bench. I like the Pacers. But speaking of going for a championship, it was either now or never with the Brooklyn Nets. They're 2-5 the last seven games. What's up with the Nets? I mean, on the panic mode right now, on a scale of 1 to 10, what you get in panic mode, bro? They looking very suspect. Bro, where you go, man?
Man, I'm telling you, it's some technical difficulties going on around here, El Boogie. I don't know what the hell's going on with my phone. Checker 1-9, breaker 1-9.
What's up with your mic, man? Checker 1-2.
I think we back. But I was going to say, man, you know, it's great to see Indiana doing what they're doing. As far as giving a grade, I'm not going to give anybody a grade right now. But I'd give you them a 1 if I had to give anything. I'm not going to push the panic button just yet. It's only 2 weeks into the season. These teams can make some runs, and when they make their runs, they do what they do. So we just going to wait. I ain't going to push the panic button until December, mid-December, Christmas. How about Christmas? That's when we start seeing games on Monday, a whole lot during the week. So I really can't wait till then so I can talk about them. But, you know, I'm not going to push the panic button because everybody's right there. It's only Indiana that's really hot. Well, San Antonio, excuse me. They only have one loss, you know. So besides those two, I'm not going to push the panic button on anybody else because it can be made up, you know what I mean? So about a 1, I'm not going to go too high just yet. So, but, man, those Pacers got me tripping.
Pacers looking real good. But, you know, just like the game of basketball, it's a game of runs. Guys might win 15, lose 7 in a row. Then we're going to see what about their panic button. So it's very tricky. But I'll let you know something by Christmas. Marshmallow Anthony, my New York Knicks, my blue and orange. We're in trouble. You just want to talk about panic button and it's early. So what? We beat the Hawks. Whoop-de-doo. We get a marshmallow for that. Play like that every night. I'm very disappointed. We look a mess. We MBG, number garbage. We talking about we trying to go get Faree from the Denver Nuggets for Shepherd. What's that going to do? Shumpert. Sorry. My own team. Look at me. I'm discombobulated. We look a mess. Will we be playing in April and May? I ain't even going to say no June in the finals. We are NBG. You owe Melo. Remember, Pookie, I keep trying to tell the audience, I'm like Ice-T telling Pookie in New York and New Jack City, you owe. Melo, you owe. Before you go off into free agency, you owe us, Melo. You forget guys who put on that blue and orange. Bernard King, Oakley, Patrick Ewing, Walt Frazier, Earl the Pearl. You forget. Don't let me get emotional. Stop me, bro. I thought you stopped me. But who's on the hot seat to you as far as coaches in this NBA early? Who do you think, man? You think some guys are on the hot seat early? It's only been 2 weeks. But is there any grumblings in the streets?
Man, it might be the Utah coach, even though he just got there, man. Tyrone Corbin. Tyrone Corbin, you got to do better than that, man. Come on, man. These boys won one game, and you beat the New Orleans Pelicans. who won two games. You know what I'm saying? They got a fountain of youth, boy. They got a nice team, the New Orleans Pelicans. They're gonna be all right. They remind me of the Dallas Mavericks of the early 90s, where they were just a three-quarter team and couldn't close in the fourth. But yeah, they very interesting. They can really be in the game, but then just don't know what to do in the fourth quarter. But they're going to be something to reckon with in the next 3 or 4 years if they can keep it together, the New Orleans Pelicans. But the Utah Jazz right now, yeah, Trey Burke is out, and, you know, you lost, you know, a key player in Al Jefferson, you know. But, hey, man, look, let me tell you this, man. You boys in Utah and Mr. Tyrone Corbin, he's not a Jerry Sloan type of coach. You got to get somebody who's like Jerry Sloan, Utah. I know you tried to break the color barrier by getting him as a coach, and I thank you for that, but that was a bad move. That was the worst move you could have made. Now you see. That was like the Mavericks hiring Coach Clemens, the assistant coach up under Phil Jackson all them years, thinking he was going to beat it. Man, that dude won about 12 games a season. The 4 years that he was there. What a sucker. Boy, I tell you. But, yeah, Utah, you got to do better. You definitely got to step your game up and get it across to those boys that we got to win. This is a tradition down here. Hell, John Stockton, stop going to see your son play games in Gonzaga and go and start coaching the Utah Jazz, player. They need it. Because Jeff Hornacek took the job for the Suns and doing a hell of a job, he and Bledsoe. And let me tell you, if you're sleeping on the Suns, don't sleep too much longer. Catch them. You know it'll be them West Coast games, but the boys pretty hot right now. Got those twins, L Boogie. Them boys ain't really messing around, man. And, you know, I must say that at least one of the players from Duke finally gets the game and knows what to do at a big man position. I'm speaking of Plumlee. That boy's pretty damn good, L Boogie. Didn't think he had talent like that. But he's showing improvement right now. So I'm really surprised by how good he has become and how good he fits with the Phoenix Suns. So, woo! But, yeah, I ain't really just Tyrone Corbin, man. He's the only guy on the hot seat right now. One game, player, one game. Come on, man. That don't even make sense.
I know my man C's out there in L.A. Don't trip on me. But I think Mike D'Antoni should be on the hot seat. I think he should be. The Lakers right now, regardless of they don't have Kobe Bryant, you're supposedly supposed to have one of the best point guards in the league. Supposedly, even at about to be 40. You're supposed to, but he's a bag of bones. He's B.O.B. And you're supposed to have one of the best big men in the league, and Paul Gasol. Question is, your record still should at least be 500. So, for me, we know that Tyrone Corbin in the rumor mill is on the hot seat. But just for my street, my lane, I will put that guy on the hot seat. I'm trying to find my goon, because he might need to be whacked. Start over. I'm not feeling that. It's still a bad hire. Him and Mike Brown need to be whacked. Yeah, you too, Mike. You need to be whacked too. I don't think you fit the Cleveland Cavaliers young youth movement. I think it might have been a bad fit for you. So, hey, Ro, I forgot, man. Big up to Ed Reed getting picked up by the Jets yesterday. I mean, Wednesday. I want to say big up to Ed Reed, man. He might get some burn. How you think about that reunited with Rex?
You knew it was coming. I can't believe that the Houston Texans cut him so quick, but, hey, it is what it is. That hit won't allow him to do what he normally does. But, you know, being with Rex Ryan, defensive-minded man, you know where we go from there. It's just back to doing what we do. Just throw the dude out there. I did not know that the New York Jets did not have a free safety signed on their roster. They have three strong safeties. So Ed Reed fits right in. He gets to float and do everything. So I don't know if he'll be bringing the hat, you know, like he normally does, But, you know, that gives him, you know, free will to just go intercept whatever you want to go intercept. So, you know, in that fashion, I think it's a great pickup because Rex Ryan know what he's getting. You know what I mean? So that's a great pickup, great, you know, reunited, and we feel so good. And, you know, we got our brother from the Sports Officials on the line, too, checking in with us, man. He's been working on top of working. So now he want to get some relaxation in and talk about these sports. And, you know, it's only the Sports Officials going hard, the host. What's up, the host with the most? What's going down, baby?
Hey, I like that, man. The host with the most, man. Boy,
you know,
I tell you, right? Hey, but I'm about to tell you, we really official like a ref with a whistle. I referee for real. And just got through doing some basketball refing, man. You know, this is my first time on the court since, like, last May or June. And when I tell you, man, at 40, those muscles don't move the same way they used to do when I was 25. I came
you
in the house first.
You have to run that.
Go ahead,
T. I was going to say you have to run off that birthday party you did last week.
Man, not only that, man, I came in the house and told my baby, I said, man, I need, where my leaves at? I need some elite. Now the body, and I even stretched before I got out there, man. But, man, you know, hey, it is what it is, man. You know, I got another one tomorrow morning, man. You know, me and Neely Neal out there tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, so we're going to get it in and get it rolling. You know what I'm saying? So
that's
it's going to be real.
You know,
hey. But, hey, before I get going, because, you know, I haven't heard everything tonight because, like I said, you know, I kind of listened on the way home. And when I got home, you know, I was at dinner and everything, listening to the kids, you know, and the wife and how the day was going and listening to the show, you know. But before I get on the streets question of the night, Boogie, tell me about famous Jameis. Tell me about famous Jameis filling on everybody's anus. Tell me about that.
only in Tallahassee, baby. We got the ass,
hey.
We got the ass for you, baby. You know how we do the R?
Hey, y'all put that under the cover, boy. Y'all act like Bobby Bowden still there. You know, when something went down with Bobby Bowden was there, all he did was make the kids run stadium steps. You know, so kids, he'd be okay. But, boy, I tell you, boy, that's why I love y'all, man. You know, hey, I don't hate you, man. I just respect you, man. You ain't nothing like no Florida Gators, so they took us off the schedule. You know what I'm saying? But me and you, we can always get down, man. We can always get down. Hey, this I want to tell y'all
right
quick, man.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Go ahead, bro.
I'm like Martin. I'm like Martin on the Martin show. Hold up.
What about those hurricanes? What about the U?
Uh-oh.
And I told you the U stands for unacceptable.
Oh, you going to say that? You want to say that? Well, I'm going to tell you free. I'm going to tell you FSU don't stand for Free Sex University. I'm going to tell you that, okay? You just remember that before you start talking to me, all right? I was going to let you know that, but I'm going to tell you this. I'm a Hurricanes fan, and I'm going to put it in a real perspective. You know, I'm going to keep it real. Just to keep it real show. We're going to put it on the – we ain't as good as everybody thought we was. You know what I'm saying? We was a product of our environment, you know. The teams above us kept losing. So what did everybody expect us to do? We had to keep rising. You know, it is what it is, man. We don't have a team like everybody else has. You know why? Because the NCAA held over these allegations over our head for the last 3 years. Recruitment wasn't as good as it could be. You know, so but going forward, though, just believe it, brother. You know, we still there, man. We the only university that's known as the U. Not Miami. Not UM, not FSU, ain't no initials. It's just the U, as in the university. That's all I can tell you. But you know what? I respect you, bro. And I think y'all the best team in college football. You know, I'm going to ride with the ACC all the way. And I hope you get to play Alabama. And I can't wait till y'all beat that ass. I'm just going to tell you the real. I can't wait till you beat them because I can tell you that Florida State defense match up better with Alabama offense than Alabama's defense match up better with Florida State's offense.
Awesome.
And that's all I'm going to tell you, man. I'm with you, dog. All the way, I'm going to ride with you, man. I'm going to ride with you.
I was with you up until the last part. Where you
I know.
The best in this. Man, look.
I know.
They're not the best. Alabama's still the best. But I need Florida State to win. I'm with you on that. I need Famous Jameis to be famous.
I do.
I agree with you, man. You know, you're the best till somebody knock you off. You know, so I agree with you. You know, you're the champion till somebody come and take the crown. And I think Florida State is the best bet to take the crown. I don't think Baylor can do it. You know, I damn sure know Stanford ain't going to do it, or Oregon, or anybody else. Even Ohio State, you know, being from Ohio, man, you know, with Ohio State defense, you can score on them at will. You know, well, it's going to be a high-scoring affair when it comes to them, man. But, you know, it is what it is, man. And shout-out to your Baylor Bears, man, them Texas dudes, man. Hey, your uncle, man, that's what I'm talking about, man. I love when the uncles call the show because they got some knowledge. You know what I'm saying? They
you
got
know what I'm saying?
They ain't got the knowledge.
Like,
I want to ask
you
this. I want to ask you this about them Cowboys, too. Tell me what the hell is in the water in Texas that makes you want to get out of football and want to deal drugs? I mean, is it UGK? You know, is it Scarface? Is it the Dillo Boys? You know, we got Sam Herder now. He wanna deal the mashed potatoes and the broccoli. I mean, what is it? Just what is it in the water in Texas, T-Ro? Tell me. Please,
Nate Newton. It's just a way of life, man. When you get to the city, I'm telling you, man, we do. Hey, they don't say we don't do it big for nothing. If you ain't going to do it big, don't do it at all. But we go all the way out. Do you remember Michael Irvin? Come on, man.
Do I?
Okay.
Hey,
you saw how
you, know,
you remember how he went to court, right? L. Boogie, do you have to remind him?
The man, name I was trying to remember was Nate Newton. That's what I was trying to remember was Nate Newton. Nate Newton. That's what I was trying to remember. Him. That dude.
Nate Newton
like said,
was the fool, too. He did the most. But, you know, Sam Herd tried to outdo him. But the thing about Nate Newton was that he not only got caught once, but he tried to do it the next week and got caught the second time just as well. And then they were like,
If you ain't going to do it big, don't do it at all. You already said it.
Hey, man.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's all good. I'm good with you, cuz. Hey, man, you know, hey, like Voltron when it go down. I got you, man. If you didn't hear the show last week, man, I'm going to say this and I'm going to get out of here. If you didn't hear the sports officials last Sunday, okay, we talked about bullying, but that's neither here nor there. But we had our college insider. You know, he was a caller, you know, Big Tang. Big Tang worked on the AAU circuit, you know, up in the Carolinas and whatnot. He gave insight, you know, on why Wiggins went to Kansas instead of North Carolina. And he told us before Tuesday came along who was going to be the top pick of the draft. And this goes into your question of the night, there's three questions of the night about the big three that just got through playing. He told us flat out, straight out, and I keep calling him John Randall just like you, L. Boogie, but Julius Randall is the best player in college right now. I know the hype is about the wing dudes with Wiggins. I know the hype is about Parker. But that dude, Randall, you know, as me, as a, you know, we've been down this road before. You know, I play all five positions. You know, I'm a natural three, but I play the two, I play the one. As a wing player, you give me a dude like that on the court, man, it's a done deal. You know what I'm saying? It's a done deal. He's my number one, easy, hands down. Hands down, he's my number one, okay? And you want my number two? I know I'll shake up the world, but I'm going to tell you this right here. Give me Parker at number two, and then you give me Wiggins at three. You can't lose either three of them. You know, either three, whichever one you got. It don't matter. You can't lose either one of them. But those are my one, two, and three. You give me Randall, you give me Parker, you give me Wiggins. I understand upside. I understand that, when Wiggins gets some weight on him, you know, he's going to be the next Paul Pierce. You know, I understand that everybody say that Parker is the next Grant Hill. But who in the hell is Randall? He the next who?
Right.
Who is he the next? You know what I'm saying?
He's going to be the first John Randall.
He's the next Julius Randall. Like he's the John Randall on NCAA. That's what he is, man.
He's a beast,
man. He really
showed me something to what he did in the second half. You know, I don't know if he was being tentative. It looked like Tom Izzo had the right plan for Kentucky. But when he came out in that second half, you know, I don't know if
Calipari right. got that bone in him where right. he chunked the dry right. erase marker at the best player and tell him, man, you better go out there and give me 50 right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well,
whatever he told that dude, say, man, he got the message. And he was like, get on my back like a backpack and I'm gonna carry you up the mountain. And we're going
to
do something. If it wasn't for him, I don't think Kentucky would have had a chance. Because I'm like L Boogie. The Twins, they better wake up and wake up now. You're going to be playing tough competition every day. They just walk around lollygagging like they can't play basketball.
Right. You're right. You know, but at the same time, they got that still in the team. I'm sorry, but you go ahead, brother.
The thing that I was going to say about Mr. Randall was that he figured it out. I think that it was a fill-out first half, whereas, let's be honest, even though they are the hype freshmen, they're human. They were a little startled.
Yep.
They were a little startled to start off, and I think he got comfortable. And let's be honest, we're old school. Doesn't he remind you of Walter Berry? You know, where you know he's going left. And
what?
He's on the block. It doesn't matter who's there. He's going to turn that right shoulder and get to that left hand. So, and what I liked about him, he didn't go outside his lane. If you saw the replays and you watched the game, he didn't even try to shoot a jumper. Like, I'm on the block, and that's what I'm going to do. So, to me, all three guys played within their game. That's really what impressed me about those three. None of them looked like lights, you know, fooled you. So, you know, him being on the block. Now, if he gets him a little mid-range game as the season progressed like Anthony Davis did when he was at, you know, Kansas,
exactly. Yeah.
Then maybe we might have something for him to work on that right, you know, right-hand layups and things like that. But that's what it was. But go ahead, T-Nick, if you finish your thoughts.
My last one, man, was, you know, Walter Berry was a great point, but I like to look at him because when I kept watching him, I kept saying, man, this dude in the paint. This dude in the post. This dude is 15 feet and in. He know his limitations. He reminded me of a black Kevin McHale is what he reminded me of.
Right.
Kevin McHale had 101 post moves. Well, nobody better than that dude in the post, man, when it came to in the post. And that's how he was in the post. He wasn't going outside. He wasn't going on the AAU circuit and he going to shoot the jumper or try to take you off the dribble. You know, he stayed in the limitations of the game. You know, he stayed within the flow of the offense, within the flow of the game. And, man, I respected that dude so much. And watching him, man, you know, when I asked Tang, and like I said, I hate to keep reverting back to the show because, you know, he gave us a lot of insight on these dudes and how this draft, and he told us this draft was going to be better than the LeBron, Carmelo, D-Wade, Chris Bosh. He told us it's going to be better than that draft, and he ran it down the list. You know what I'm saying? He ran it down the list. And when I looked at that, man, and I watched these kids play, Ro, Boogie, we just got through watching the Final Four on Tuesday. That's the Final Four right there.
I agree.
Ain't nobody going to beat them.
That's it right there, man. Louisville got to show me something, but those four teams looked very capable of being there on a Saturday afternoon.
Especially Kansas.
Louisville is going to have to beat one of those four teams to get to the Final Four, man. And I tell you, I would not be disappointed in seeing, you know, one of those guys in the Final Four. You know, but, you know, it is what it is, man. The streets are talking. Everybody listening. Ninjas is gossiping. You know, I need to know. It is what it is, man. I appreciate y'all bringing it to the streets every Friday, every Monday, man. Hey, without y'all, what else do we got, dog?
Blow the whistle, man. You know what it is. Sports official, 10 a.m. Sunday mornings, Eastern time. Got to get up, catch those boys real hot. Hell Boogie. Let's go to a commercial real quick before we jump into the asylum, baby. And then we get back. You know what it is. I see you, almighty.
Millions in the ceiling, baby. This for you, Mr. Hurd. While you're enjoying a 15 in the spot with us. Oh, I know it hurts. Let's do it.
Yeah. You know what happened.
Tell a friend to tell a girl.
Right? We get that money.
Millions, you know that it's
in the
bed she broke
in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Tell a
shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Millions in the ceiling. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. This that shit that y'all wanted. This shit cook up hard, don't it? Y'all gotta beg my pardon on it. But this shit sound like God, don't it? Yeah, I'm tired, nigga. And y'all got to pay y'all tithes, nigga. Call my phantom the Holy Ghost. Church on chrome with ties, nigga. Pop tags when I'm paranoid, cause a pawn shop was my paradise. I was dead pop when the powder came for that not saved in that shoebox. Blue top, blue top. Bad bitch in that blue box. This big face in Blu-ray and these black diamonds like boondocks. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet, half a million in the ceiling. And them hoes with angel faces crying loud with ill intentions. Just so I can buy them Christians, have them shit on all they bitches. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet.
I'm haunted by horror stories. Wanna be homeowners. Horrible outcome. A dope boy got one motive. Cries when he convicted. Pride on every visit. I'm crying saying his name. Ride for all my niggas. Used to fiddle my finger till I found me a fortune. Finger fuck a Ferrari. Time for friends early morning. Get drugs with Donatella. Versace my acapella. Never see me in Neiman. Niggas committing treason. Soft local preferred. Frost organic herb. Stay away from the fools. If I only could tell you more. I got this, I got that. I got that, I got this. Got a kilo for 20, my chopper say I'm the shit.
Millions, millions in the ceiling. 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 Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions in the ceiling. Millions, millions. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. Shepherds in the closet. This that shit y'all ask for. Make a nigga mash on the gas flow. Two door, four door. Roll through the hood like task force. Fast forward. They say they wanna see proof. My record sales ain't much of theirs, and we still ride the same coupes. How we still fuck the same hoes? Why we still buy the same clothes? How we both got the same watch? I'm just keeping y'all on your toes. Dope boys, gold mine. That price dropping, that coke rise. And set it over that blue flame. Then hang dry like clothesline. I restore the feeling of when niggas made a killing. Hiding choppers in the closet. Half a million in the ceiling. Got the razor on the counter. Arm and hammer in the kitchen. Just
the streets is talking sports talk show with a twist of hip hop. Woo, that's my cut. We might not got millions, but we got a couple hundred. Paycheck in the ceiling.
To the ceiling.
You know what it is when you got Jewels the D, Jewels the D, T-Row and L Boogie. You got the streets just talking, baby, with a twist of hip hop from a street perspective. And before we get to Freestyle Friday, man, we gotta go to Big Brother Almighty. He's shaking his cell. He didn't just send us a kite. On my birthday edition. What you got for us, Almighty, man? Talk to me. What's on your mind, man?
Hey, L. Boogie, what's going on? Guess what, L? The Cowboys pissed up a running nose.
And they on the bye week and they still getting scored on?
What? Man, they in the shower and can't get wet.
Man,
you're being
disrespectful to my team, man.
Man, you know what I mean, man. Them niggas can't stop a runny nose, man. What's up, like, no matter what, they can't stop a runny nose. That's a damn shame, man. I closed one eye, man, and scored two touchdowns, man. Come on, man. I ain't know you get two for one. You scored a quarter Cowboys, you get two touchdowns?
Hey, man, it happens sometimes, man. It happens. It's the NFL, man. You know, we on a week-to-week basis, man. We just on a week-to-week basis, man. So, I mean, you know, the bye week came up, and it blessed us, you know what I'm saying? So, we get to kick
back.
The
cry week? Did you say the cry week or the bye week?
Yeah, both.
Hey, Al, you watch some games?
No doubt. No
hey,
doubt.
Yeah.
Two questions. Number one.
Right.
What do you think the Browns are going to do going down I-71 South against those Bengals? And two.
Man, you know what state this is, man. Come on now. Don't do that, man. We don't wear no gold teeth up here, man. Anybody with gold teeth up here, they followers, man. We stay solid up here, man. It's Cincinnati boys with gold teeth, man. Come on, man. Next.
And secondly, you silly. And secondly, the street, you know what I'm saying, the street question tonight is, what do you think the three big guys who played in the big game on Tuesday, what do they fall respectively, 1, 2, or 3? You know, you got Jabari Parker, Andrew Wiggins, and it's Randall. What do you think they fall in your opinion?
Jamari Parker, I played both of them, man. Wiggins showed up. Man, you see Wiggins here and there, but you see Jamari Parker, even though he fouled out, man, the guy played a hell of a game, man. I like this all-around game, man. He got the mid-range game. He got everything, man. He got a nice game plan, man. Real talk.
Really...
But in the same sense, college basketball got soft because simple fact, if I foul out, ain't nobody ducking on me when I foul out. You hear me? Let's put it like that. That's how college basketball, that's the basketball that changed, man. You hear me?
Right.
If you know.
No way. No way.
Is I'm going out a dunk on and a guy getting fired up. Because, you know, Wiggins, he got his sparks, man, but he don't play the whole game, man, to me. He ain't playing the whole game yet. It's just like three games in, but he ain't playing the whole game, man. He ain't on that defensive end sparking. You know what I'm saying? He got his little sparks on offense, but you expected to do that.
Right.
We need to see the whole aspect of the game.
What do you think about Julius Randle?
Huh? Oh, he's a monster, man. But Jamari got the whole game, man. Demetrius Randle is gonna be a monster, man. It's gonna be he gonna be setting the record with, man. Real talk.
So you say he has the most upside? Jabari Parker has the most upside between those three guys.
Oh yeah, right now, yeah. Jamari is really polished up, man. He polished up, but that boy Randle, woo-wee! That's all I can say, man. The way he can go is man, he can go a long way. Kyler Perry had him there, though, man. If he just stay focused, Kyler Perry get him there, man. You know what I'm saying? If he stay focused, that's all he got to do, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Kyle Perry, get him there, man. But, man, that dude, that Marvin Jamari, he got the whole thing. He got the mid-range game, man. How many young guys you see with mid-range game lately?
Yeah, you're right.
What did I tell you, bro? I said, what about his mid-range game?
Yeah, it was
Man, back in the day, I used to say Dwyane Wade had the best mid-range game when he first came out, man. Could nobody... He had the best mid-range game out of all those guys when they first came out. I'm talking about he just mid-range. He wasn't a three-guy, nothing. He was mid-range, and he kills you with the mid-range back in the day. If he go back to that now, he'll still kill you. You know what I mean?
Right.
His mid-range game is crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Very much so. But, man, as always, appreciate you calling in, Almighty. And listen to this. I want you to get some more information from the streets. And don't say anything because I know you want to go in. I need you to give me your profile perspective, street perspective, on the issue between Jonathan Martin and Richie Incognito. There's a video going on. We don't want to talk about it because we want to get more information before we report it back to the world. So I really want you to call in Monday and give us our perspective on that issue.
Oh, you got that. You got that. Somebody touching somebody.
Street. There you have it. Oh, man. Big Brother Almighty, man. As usual, I love you, man. Thanks for calling in. And listen to this. That's my goal. I will pay his fine.
You know.
Blake Griffin, you're supposed to be paying Matt Barnes fine. He took a pay cut to stay with you guys. And he had the tweet talking about he got to be the tough guy and take these fines. Come on.
Yeah. Sucker move. Making all that damn money.
But, Matt, you did catch a sucker attack, though, just to let you know in the street. That wasn't cool. Oh, the Street Talk is sports talk show with a twist of hip-hop. T-Raw, Jewel's the D, I'm L Boogie. We're going to give you a little instrumental for about a minute. And when we come back, we're going to do a little freestyle. I see you, Skeeter Mo. And then we go in the show.
Ooh, I'll start early.
Birthday edition, Streets of Talk. We back. The Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip-hop. Mondays and Fridays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. 347-855-8896. blogtalkradio.com/thisstreetsistalking. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Please don't kill my vibe. I need you. What you doing over there, man? You watching, you peeking, but you ain't speaking. Yeah, whatever. You wasn't playing no football last year. You had a lot of time on your hand. But anyway, we're going to continue to talk about that Monday when I know a lot of information going to pop up. Yo, Ro, let me get this freestyle jumping on the birthday edition, man. What you think? You ready? You the world ready for this edition, man? T-Nick, OG, I got you, baby. Check a 1-2, man. I'm going to take you back, man. Birthday edition. I'm like Jackie Robinson wearing 42. Oh, man, I got a crew. We repping like the Wu. What they doing? I got broad smoking on the Wu. It's my Johnson, though, to tell the truth. You don't want to see me in the booth. We just finished the bottle. I think it was 1020 proof. What they going to do? Because I'm hitting them out the park like Babe Ruth. Man, let me get on another subject while I'm talking. We done invented this show. They call the Streets is Talking. Man, we going to stay official because you know they blowing their whistle. And I ain't tripping because we always going to come through in tinsel. That means Green Bay. That means green and gold.
what they going to do when I die, when the story is told. They going to say, man, that dude was a legend. He inspired cats. He was tripping. He rolled up big baseball bats. Man, I rolled up Albert Bell. It's in here, asshole. I don't know what you tripping, though, because of the story, like I said, was told. I done went to Vails. I done went to Debo's. I done went to the Mirage. I done went to the Flats. What they going to do? Why you snitching on me like the rat? Man, I know a nigga we used to call Donnie Brasco. I done went to Grafton and seen my nigga locked up. Oh, it fucked me up. Let's not talk about my spoken word. In the spot, I'm fucked up and I'm a swerve. I might play putt-putt tonight or go to the movies. That's why they call me El Boogie. I'm a slip and slide, I'm a groove and I'm smooth. Even when I fuck up, I still don't lose. The game ain't over. It's still in the fourth. We talking about entertainment and also sports. I'm done talking. Let me give it up to Skeeter Moe, Jinky Johnson the third. I'm going to come through this motherfucker slipping and slide in this unspoken word. Ew! I might sell 2 copies for that, P. Jesus, dog. Go ahead, Ralph. Engineer and producer, by the way.
Boy, what's in your cup this evening? You know what I mean? You know what it is. We running over time. We got Skeeter Moe Johnson Jenkins third on the line, waiting to do his thing and get it on the grind. Yo, Skeeter Moe, where you at, Timmy?
What it do, what it do. You know what it is, man. Skeeter Moe Johnson Jenkins III, you know what I'm saying? You heard first out of North Park, you know what I'm saying, trying to do it big like that.
Get it in there, Timmy.
Already, already. One more time for your mind, huh? Now, if you know, like I know, when you score, you get and go. Get the motherfucking dough, stack it from ceiling to float. 10-4, sitting low, spit hotter than hellfire. When it come to killing tracks, I guess I'm the murder for hire. I'm flyer than the flyer, waving on the flagship. And I'm higher than the price that a Bentley tag with. All cash, bitch, that's what a nigga told me. And the first diamond in my mouth came from my OG. Free my nigga OD, straight up out them cold streets. The streets is talking loud. I'm smoking up the whole suite. Me and my lady do this shit on the daily. Got them dub sacks, nigga, and them streets is gonna pay me. Yeah,
ooh.
I'm out this motherfucker, man. RIP to my nigga EJ, you know what I'm saying? That's Elvin Jr., you know what I'm saying? RIP to my kinfolk, Artist Maze, you know what I'm saying? I'm out this motherfucker, man.
That's what it is. We'll holler at you on the other side. That's Skeeter Moe Johnson Jenkins III, ladies and gentlemen. And you know what it is. Our time is up. It's on this Friday. We're going to get it in. You know what I mean? Shout-outs, man, to all the people called in. You know what I'm saying? Checking us out on the web, www.blogtalkradiobaby.com/thestreetsistalking. If you want to get at your boys on a tweet, you can reach your boy T-Row at the streets. T-Row, just like that, T.R.O. You need to get it, L Boogie, that's at L Boogie 15. That's where you can find us on the Twitter, you know, the Facebook, Streets is Talking is always available at the same time. But, you know, L Boogie, much love to you, man, birthday. Man, I hope it was a good one, man. You know how we get down on the birthdays, man, and it's really about to get go crazy, man. It's Friday. What we gonna do this weekend, Pippin? Weed Occasions, much love. Bluesy, I see you out there. That's what it is. Big Mo, my brother, produced by giving us that good music. You know what I mean? Love you, bro. Happy birthday. Let's go do something.
Man, big shout-out, man, to my girl, man. Theresa Line, I see you, baby, down there in the Buckeye State in Columbus. Melissa, I see you. Oh, man, big up to my son, man, Benedictine, man. Second round of playoffs. They up right now in the fourth quarter. You know the streets is talking. They give me all kind of information, man. Oh, they get to the second round. More scouts at the game. Only a sophomore. Bro, I need a college degree. That's all I want. The money, I've been smelt it. I just want the college degree. That's all I want, bro. Go to school for free.
Let's do it. Man, shout out to everybody listening in. All the callers, go back. Listen to yourself. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. The Jackie Robinson jersey, you heard me. Bro, send us out of here. It's still Scorpio season. Hey!
Can I spit a verse? Praying on the weak. I should send some flowers. I'm laying in the sheet. I'm well endowed. Trying to get the money Steve Forbes got. I'm slowly climbing up the Leo spot. Net worth, nigga, hoes love to Google me. Heavy jewelry, swimming trunks on Laguna Beach. Condo on Park Ave, yeah. Mansion in Boca. 20 bedroom, my shit bigger than Oprah's. Dreams and nightmares, yeah, I'm still having those. Side effects for niggas living like animals. Tequila cup, take for a kingpin. Black bar miss for niggas ain't seen shit. Obama fundraiser, all dope boys. Blow your candle out, soul on the sofa. Boys in the hood, niggas game ain't changed. How to make love when 18. Death to my enemies, tattoo all of my memories. Use the project ground for my assembly. I respect the tenant, don't step on my tennis. Follow chain of command, come play my lieutenant.
They ask me what I do and what do I do and how I come up with this shit.
Black
up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is
Maybach.
A big booty house. All I want
bad
for my
boy.
Birthday.
When I die, bury me beside a billionaire. Before I die, bet I'm certified a billionaire. Met ball, grand interest like it's Al Capone. Cream mink, dragging down the carpet on my phone. Might see me on the campus at UCLA. Just bought a dorm, Mr. Combs, no student loans. Bugatti boy, driving like the car stolen. Put up with a white chick like Lamar Odom. Jay got the Nets, now I'm plotting on the
That's
Knicks.
Right.
Buy the team, bet 20 million on the championship.
Let's go, nigga.
Number one on Forbes list, you know it's bad,
you know
boy.
It's bad boy.
Going places, travel agents, check the passport.
Check the passport.
King of diamonds and I threw 100 bands in. Me and Shorty on the yacht, the heart of South of France. I blew a mind.
Yeah.
She blowing mine. 3 mil on the pinky. I'm why these niggas rhyme.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday. So I call a big booty. Wrist moving, cookie getting to it. I'm in the kitchen. Yams everywhere. Just made a juice. I got bands everywhere. You the realest nigga breathing if I hold my breath. Referee with a whistle. Hold his tag. Extendo clip. Extendo roll. When your girl leave me, she need a half alone. Have weed killers going on the chopper thumb. Pakistan, dope bum, dope bum, and I feel fun. See, nigga, I'm ballin', you in real car. When I die, bury me inside the jury style. When I die, bury me inside the truest style. True to my religion, to everything, I'm too different. So when I die, bury me next to two bitches. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the country style. When I die, bury me inside the low style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
Yeezy, Yeezy, how you doing, huh? It's my birthday, I deserve to be greedy, huh? She holding out, she ain't giving to the knee, huh? You go downstairs and fall asleep with the TV on. Y'all been together 10 years, you deserve a menage. Especially if you put that BMW in a garage. sexy if you paid a couple payments on her mama's crib. Went to her niece's graduation, man, I hate those kids. Last birthday, she got you a new sweater. Put it on, give her a kiss and tell her do better. She said, how about I get you jewelry from the West End? How about she hit the West End and get a best friend? I'm joking, I'm just serious. I asked her, don't be acting like no actress. If we preaching, then we practice. Don't be reaching, don't be touching shit. Me and Kanye West Benz, cause I will turn you back to a pedestrian.
Yeah. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Yeah. And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Wow. Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside. It's your birthday, it's your birthday. Bad bitch contest, you in first place. You in first place, you in first place. Bad bitch contest, you in first place. I show up with a check to your workplace.
They hand the valet the keys to the Mercedes.
Tell the DJ play your song, this shit come out.
When I'm seeing from the back, I came front of them. They ask me what I do and who I do it for. Switch it up and get you gone.
They ask me what I do and who I do it for.
Yeah.
And how I come up with this shit up in the studio.
Yeah.
All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. When I die, bury me inside the Gucci style. When I die, bury me inside the Louis style. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house. All I want for my birthday is a big booty house.
And it's your birthday, baby, baby. You deserve a coupe today. Wow.